Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is enjoying this beautiful afternoon. And it is a pleasure to welcome in to the first time to Press Row, Rob Collins, the golf architect who did a fantastic job with Sweetens Cove Golf Club over in South Pittsburgh, which has been recognized by Golf Week as one of the top 50 modern courses. He got some pub this past Sunday at the golfing event that helped welcome back some of live mainstream sports in our country. Rob, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks a lot for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, talk about how it came to be that you got a little pub this past Sunday in that on NBC.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. There's a series that Charles Schwab is doing this year called the Challenger Series, and the videos are profiled on their website, and they picked four different people in golf who have, you know, kind of made a difference and doing things a little bit differently. And along with King Collins, our design build firm, they picked a new media company called No Laying Up, which is really changing the way golf media operates in the business. And they picked Susie Whaley, head of the PGA, and the guys who did TrackMan. So we were really honored to be in that group. And they ran a 30-second commercial there towards the end of the event, which was pretty wild. Seeing that on TV, we were pretty tickled about that.
Well, and I saw like a 5.5-minute deal with you and Tad King that, you know, gave Sweetens Cove a lot of pub and talked about Landman Golf Club that's being designed in Homer, Nebraska, that's set to open next year. And it was really neat because the segment opens up with you saying most golf clubs have too many don'ts. And I was like, well, that's a way to hook a listener or a viewer right away. And of course, you and Tad are talking about how your courses have no extra fluff. Not every golf course certainly needs a clubhouse. No bells or whistles. If somebody from our area is interested in playing Sweetens Cove, what can they expect when they pull up from that kind of standpoint? I know it's a beautiful course, but the whole no extra fluff bit.
Well, so we don't actually have a clubhouse. We do have a shed that we bought way back in 2014 when we were on super thin operational ice. And the shed is still there, but we've kind of improved our setting with a cool Himalayas putting green. You've got a place to hang out in a pavilion, a cool deck to sit on in between nines. And, you know, we've got, that stuff going on, but there is no fluff. I mean, you're not going to have a GPS unit in your cart letting you order a sandwich at the turn or anything like that. what you will get is a great golf experience and friendly service and hopefully something you'll want to come back and try again.
Rob, and that takes me into this question. Given our current landscape with this pandemic, I know golf courses, some have been doing okay, some are hurting. Given the way you lay yours out, I mean, are you faring better than most, given that you have a golf course to keep up, and that's about it? You don't have to worry about food and dining and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think that's a good question. I was actually having a conversation with somebody about that earlier today. And, you know, golf in this strange climate that we are in, I believe, is one of the few things that can actually thrive because you can go outside. It's safe to be outside. And golf is something that can be done, and people are dying to get out and do things. So, I think that you can do well. The problem is, as you mentioned, is if you have a lot of other parts of the business that you rely on, whether it's a huge clubhouse, big dining operation, a really big staff, you know, those places are going to struggle because some of the parts of those business operations aren't functional right now. So the leaner you can be, you know, the easier it will be to weather a storm like this until we get back to quote-unquote normal.
You're listening to Rob Collins, the golf course architect who designed Sweetens Cove Golf Club in South Pittsburgh. You're listening to Rob here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
All right, Rob, once again, thanks for your time. did you know that the swab commercial was going to be on Sunday? And then did your phone instantly go into microwave oven mode?
Yeah, so it's pretty funny. I did have a tip-off on it, but I didn't know exactly when. And my wife, who's really not all that interested in golf,
right,
watched this entire telecast, which was like watching paint dry for
right.
her. And as it turns out, she actually accidentally watched like 20 minutes of something I had DVR'd. She wasn't even watching the real thing. And so she kept texting me and be like, God, when is this thing going to air? And I was like, I don't know. Maybe they bumped it. And then they finally showed it at the end. And it was funny. My phone sounded like a casino right after the
right.
right. Ding, ding, ding. Boop, 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 you know, just one text or tweet out. That was my favorite part of the whole thing, is getting, you know, talking to a bunch of old friends and people who just randomly saw it.
Now, and this is just me not knowing, I know they're highlighting different perspectives and whatever else about golf. This isn't like a competition to pick your favorite one, is it? We don't need to rally the Chattanooga troops to go vote somewhere, do we?
I like the attitude, no, but this is kind of a, you know, every year they do four people, and if you're interested in this, people who are listening, I'd encourage you to go look at the Schwab website. You can Google Schwab Challenger Series and look at the ones they've done in the past and look at the ones this year. They're all really interesting people. And, you know, architecturally in the past, they've done Bill Core and David McClay Kidd. And I mentioned the ones they're doing this year. And it's fun to see people's different perspectives and ways of thinking about things.
All right. Now, you and I have talked in the past about the opportunities that a nine-hole setup can be because of just the different approaches and the time commitment that different folks have. I got like an off-the-wall question for you. I've got a list
yep.
of things that I think are going to disappear as we get back to the new normal. I think rakes and mm-hmm. bunkers is going to be one of those things. Because
I hope so.
If you're talking about pace of play, and if you're going to get your knickers in a bunch because you're in a footprint in a bunker, don't hit the damn ball in the bunker.
Jez, you're talking to my heart, man. I mean, look, Google old pictures of the old course at St. Andrews and
right.
look at what those bunkers look like. Those guys were playing out of footprints, sheep holes in the ground. I mean, cry me a river if you're in a footprint. It's a hazard. You're not supposed to be in there. So that's always the way we've approached it. It's funny. I mean, Pine Valley, the number one consensus golf course in the world, does not have a single rake on the entire property. So that right there tells you that quality and rakes are not necessarily correlated. So, you know, at Sweetens Cove a couple of years ago, we said, to hell with it. We don't need rakes out here, and we got rid of them. So I think that's a common thing you'll see.
Did you guys ever have to shut down during the virus, or did you guys try to plow through with social distancing and all the things? Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. It was real touch and go for us when it first started kicking in, and we were kind of on our toes. And there was a period of time where we did close for a few days, but it was also related to this incredible winter that we had, which y'all will recall is, you know, we probably had 45 inches of rain already in Chattanooga. Sweetens Cove sitting in a low area. We spent a lot of time underwater in February and early March. And so we were closed due to flooding for a lot of that time. And then as we started to come out of that, we just kind of, for a few days, wanted to see what the landscape felt like, so to speak. And then, you know, we were, but to answer, really, more or less, we were able to stay open, but we have always had very, you know, strict COVID procedures in place with walking only, but we have walking trolleys, and, you know, you book your tee time online. We have a little thing in the bottom of the cup where you don't touch the flagstick and all that kind of stuff. But you know, the people that have come out, we've seen a lot of play, and we were open when a lot of the courses in Chattanooga were closed, and we were real busy back then.
You're listening to Rob Collins, the golf course architect who designed Sweetens Cove in South Pittsburgh. Rob, in the video I saw, the lengthier one, it says come play golf at Sweetens Cove. Dogs welcome. The only rule is don't infringe on the enjoyment of others. With the dogs welcome, how many times have dogs left presents at Sweetens Cove?
It happens from time to time. We encourage our dogs to do their business and over in the tall grass, but you know, we're having to teach them a little bit about that. So.
All right, and then finally, you know, we saw a four-person competition this past weekend. Are you surprised that golf tournaments haven't returned sooner, given that I think just naturally it is a sport where you can social distance? Maybe not with fans, but certainly full-fledged tournaments.
I can see where maybe, you know, they possibly could have started sooner, but I think there's logistical challenges involved for the governing agencies that are something that, you know, they're still trying to understand and we're all trying to understand. And as a result, there's just so many questions that we're still trying to be answered. For instance, you know, how do you safely get staff from one place to another? How do you safely get players there? How do you test them? You know, and so I think it's a result of the logistical challenges more so than the fact that golf is a safe activity.
All right, and Rob, when we have great guests like you, we love to close with a rapid fire, first thing off the top of the head. Ready to play?
Yeah, let's do it.
What's been your best score at Sweetens Cove?
69.
Peyton Manning is a prominent part of y'all's endeavor out there in South Pittsburgh. Do you think he's more nervous about this golf match than he would be starting an NFL football game?
Probably.
I think so, too.
That's what golf does that to you.
Give me a couple of golfers you pull for every week on the PGA Tour.
I love, Duffner and Ricky. I'm really close friends with Zach Blair. I really pull for him. I've gotten to be really friendly with another guy named Johnson Wagner. I know those guys pretty well. So when you start to develop a little bit of a personal relationship with a guy, you definitely pull for him. I pretty much obsessively check Zach's scores because he and I are actually doing a project together, a new course it's going to be in South Carolina called the Buck Club. It's his dream course. So we're pretty tight, and I love to see him do well.
All right. First, I've got several jokes about the Buck Club, but this is the rapid fire part of our show. Johnson Wagner, we talk sometimes about names that are destined to be SEC tailbacks. Johnson Wagner's destined to be either a soap opera star or putting for birdie on 18 for $82,000.
That's right. He's got a great name. He's got a great name. And he's got the mustache to prove it.
Yes, he does.
Favorite 18-hole golf course?
The old course at St. Andrews.
Sporting event that would be the most strange without fans? An SEC football rivalry game or the Ryder Cup?
Ryder Cup.
When you and Tad first went out to Nebraska, Homer, Nebraska, was it flatter than you thought?
Oh, no. It is so hilly.
Good.
It's insane. I'm standing in a bunker right now looking across the property of the guy in an excavator, and he's about 80 feet above my head.
If I take Caddyshack off the table, what's the best movie that golf is prominently featured in?
Ooh, boy. Tin Cup.
Okay.
Listen, Rob, great stuff. Congrats on getting the publicity, and the videos have been really, really neat to watch. And Sweetens Cove, obviously, has been award-winning, and best of luck with your endeavors out in Nebraska. And we thank you so much for joining us here on Press Row.
I love the show, guys. Thanks. Honored to be on. I appreciate you calling me.
Rob, thank you again. Rob Collins, the golf architect who designed Sweetens Cove, and like I said, got some publicity on NBC this past weekend. Good stuff, and we appreciate him joining us. 648-1051 is the number. We'll be right back here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.